Hey, Peter.
Well, Brian.
How was your run today?
Okay. It was literally excellent.
Literally excellent.
Here's how this worked out.
Did it literally happen this morning?
It literally happened this morning, which I can't remember that ever being true. Okay. 25 episodes in, finally got one right. So I woke up this morning, a little early.
Yeah.
And checked the old temperature outside. It was a very nice 56, 57 degrees.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
So it was about 6:30, and I said, I got to go do this.
Mm-hmm.
And I made some coffee, and I had a little sip or two, and I said, no, I don't want to drink this. I'm going to go.
Go.
Because I started to sob into my coffee cup.
Because
it's been a week since I've run.
I started
a shame spiral, and I may have eaten too much over the weekend. I may have had too much to drink.
Sensing a theme.
I may have had...
From last week.
I may have taken no exercise, as they say.
As they used to say in the Middle Ages.
And I believe I was starting a shame spiral that would have ended up with me half naked eating a bag of Cool Ranch Doritos under my couch.
At the finish line of the marathon on Monday.
Yeah, I mean, there's a little bit of that, right? There's that psychology that
a year ago
we were really ready,
and
now far from. And I'm going to stand off to the side eating a sausage, peppers, and onion sub while the elites go by in Coolidge Corner, and I'm feeling it, you know.
I hear you.
I was doing packets of goo this time last year. Now I'm doing packets of mayo, and it's like, well, that's not really the same thing.
Not,
so
not.
I woke up this morning. It had been a week since I'd really strapped on the old shoes and gone out. So, yeah, there was a little bit of a sobbing, and you just start thinking about things wrong because your chemistry's all gone.
It's definitely different.
It's a mess, and I feel for the people who are truly tapering hard right now.
Because that's also a mess. You're also a mess because you've been putting in so many miles, and your nutrition is such that suddenly you have to stop running as much, and you go a little cuckoo.
And the
a little antsy.
Every day or every other day, you're getting a really good dose of endorphins, and now you're not. So I buckled up.
And you went out.
And I went out. And I did a good 2 miles, Brian. I did a ripe two. I did a good old two.
Well, considering that you have only 3 miles in a week or two for your 5K.
In 4 days. It's coming up this Saturday.
What is the race?
It's the BAA 5K, part of the first part of the medley.
Do you believe that you will...
I believe I can fly. We can't pay for that song. Can't pay for that song.
30 seconds. It's fine.
A needle drop. It's fine. No, I don't think I'm going to do well at all, if that's what your question is.
Do you believe you will break a record in your age group?
Or? I'm not even sure I can put the bib on right. I was looking at the
pins
today.
Use all 4 pins.
I don't know.
You must use all 4 or else it'll just flop in your face and be very annoying.
No, I'm very concerned. I believe I will finish the 3.1 miles. I believe that will happen. And I know they shut it starts at 8. I know they shut the course off by 9:30.
One would think.
I think I'll be done.
Okay.
I hope no one out there is going to look at the records of the postings and see my time. I mean, I'll come, you know, the week after or so, I will tell you what my time
was. Of course
you will. I'm not going to hide that.
No.
I'm not, you know.
It's not like you're going to rip your time, your time chip off and cut the course and
take the subway up.
Win the course. In a way that's less than fair to the other competitors.
Take the B train up calm.
Well, I know there's a famous story about this in the Boston Marathon, but did you hear the current hubbub going on in the triathlon world?
Are there shenanigans happening in the triathlon world?
Major shenanigans.
About? I actually don't know anything
about that. Yeah, so what happened apparently is that a woman who was awarded first place in a recent triathlon, and I think it was a qualifier for the World Championship Ironman.
Like the real deal.
Well, they were all real to me. I couldn't do one.
Point taken.
Thank you. And so she finished without her timing chip.
Well, they fall off.
Well, they don't because the strap was on, and as it turns out, it takes a lot of work to rip the chip off of the strap. And anyway, the New York Times had a long article. The Runner's World put out an article online about it the other day. So you can read all about
the
details.
We'll put some links in there in the show notes.
Sure. But the point is, would you ever consider cheating in a road race just to get a better time? I don't even know how you would do why you would do that.
The answer, Brian, is no. Because who were you cheating?
Right.
Yourself.
Exactly. And the other thing, I mean, I understand fierce competition and what it takes to win and all that. But cheating is cheating.
I mean, that's crazy. It's a weird sport to cheat in, especially because you're only running against the clock and yourself. That's all you're doing.
Right.
And for me, I don't even run against the clock. I run against myself. I always want to do a little bit better than I did. That's about all. But no, that's silly.
Well, and the other great thing about road races, for the most part, is that the same, not only the same course, but the same actual race, the same starting gun is going off for world-class athletes and
that's amazing.
You and I.
That's amazing.
Yeah. For lack of a better word.
Yeah.
Anybody who can make it to the starting line are all running in the same race for a lot of marathons.
That's
a lot of half marathons.
So
certainly the BAA races you're going to be running. And I would guess, not that I know anything about this world, but triathlons and things like that, because athletes of all stripes have to train and race. And you're literally on the same course. You know, if you play hockey or you play, you know, soccer, weekend soccer player, you're not playing on the same pitch as professional soccer players at the same time against them. It doesn't happen that way. So road racing is really
you would get
quite
arrested,
unique.
I think, actually. If you
tried
to
fit
get
that
out
many
there.
People on the
they don't want you
on the field. Yeah. No. I mean, you're certainly not skiing down the same giant slalom slope as
Lindsey Vonn.
Yeah, or any other professional skier. I mean, I think they helicopter those folks into the top of their faraway mountain
peaks. I love when they do that.
Well, they certainly helicopter them out.
Right.
If they get injured. But if you're cheating in road racing, you're only cheating yourself.
That's
really.
What I said.
Yeah.
I said that like 5 minutes ago.
I wasn't listening.
Wow.
Peter, I had an okay five this weekend, sort of getting back into it. But I realize now I've looked at the calendar.
Yeah.
I've looked at where my marathon is. I've looked at where my half is.
Yeah.
And I've looked at where the 10K is. And it is about time to roll that calendar out.
Start prepping.
And start putting on the long runs on the weekends and start putting on basically the training plan. And it's not going to start in earnest, but building the base, baby.
Refresh.
That's where it's coming.
Refresh my memory. Hold on. You and I are crossing over on the 10K only in June.
That's correct.
And what's the rationale that you're not doing the BAA half marathon with me? What's happening instead?
Oh, well, it's over Columbus Day weekend.
And you're away.
And I'll be away. We have plans.
Well, hey, that's fine. I'd like to be away, but instead I'm doing the BAA half.
Well, it's going to be a nice
event. No, it's going to be good.
Really wonderful event.
I actually will really need it because it's right in line with my
training. That's when the beer and cheese begins again.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, right.
New York Marathon. Beer
but
and cheese.
That's the time of year.
No.
Baseball is in its
stop.
It is
it's
in its
golden days.
Golden
it's
days.
Over.
Football has begun. The weekends are crisp and the leaves are turning. And
brats.
And there's sausage. And beer and
no,
cheese.
No, stop it. No, there's not. Not
but
for
there's
me.
There's not for
not
us.
Not for this guy.
Not this fall. There's going to be a lot of running, ice baths. Compression type garments.
I'm wearing that now. Ibuprofen.
I'm not talking about your Spanx.
Spanx.
And that's how it's going to be.
Okay. So I'm glad you did a five this weekend. I did not do a five this weekend.
Yeah.
I was very busy this weekend, as you know. I couldn't hit the road, as they say.
Well, you did hit the road.
I did, and I
went
out.
Out to a hotel.
Convention center, thank you. Not a hotel. It was a real convention center.
Okay, it was an actual convention. Not the Boston Convention Center or the Jacob Javits Center in Manhattan.
No, sir.
Was it the...
No, it's the world-renowned Ramada Inn Convention Center over there next to a Best Western.
Where is this?
In Marlborough, Massachusetts.
Oh, the other hub of the universe.
Yeah, well... It was a three-day extravaganza of pop culture and comic books and movie memorabilia, TV show, entertainment, celebrities.
I would think that this is the hottest time of the year, or the hottest year ever.
It's a pretty hot
time.
Since
you've been selling collectibles.
Honestly, people spend more money, I think, in the fall into early winter.
Thinking about the holidays?
A little bit. But you know what? It's always a good time for the vintage Star Wars paraphernalia.
So you're not going to answer my question whether you sold a lot or not.
I did all right. It was a very. I will say this. It was a three-day show.
Yeah.
There's a lot of pros and cons to a three-day show. Pro is that you roll into it on a Friday and you set up once and its stuff stays there for over two full days into Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to unpack it and repack it.
The traveling encyclopedia salesman.
Yeah, the con side is that it's a three-day long thing. And like you lose 3 days of your life and right. That's where you are.
Fluorescent lighting.
And really, really, really concrete floors.
That
just destroyed my ankles and my knees just by standing on it.
Right.
It's really awful. And I forget how bad that is.
And are you like a hawker? Are you like, come and get your X-Wing fighter.
Well, I don't do it like that.
No.
But I do. I'm a very vocal guy.
Are you?
Is that shocking?
Hey, you with the face. Come over here.
Is that surprising?
You need a TIE fighter and a...
Hey, Spider-Man. Hey, Spider-Man.
He's Spidey.
Hey, Spidey. Come
here. Are people dressed up at this?
It's old school in that way, yes.
Really?
Yes, very much so.
What was the best? I don't care about the best. What were some of the most memorable costumes at this? What is it, a toy fair?
It's not a toy show per se. No, it's called the Mega Fest.
Okay.
And it's a celebration of all things fandom of that type, you know? So again, it's your comics, it's your movies, it's your TV stuff.
Okay.
Burt Reynolds was there.
We'll get to the surprise. Oh. The superstars in a minute. I want to hear most memorable costumes. Go.
I saw one guy decked out in a homemade, and that's really important. These aren't store bought costumes. These are homemade.
Right. Okay.
It's a DC villain who's the arch enemy of Aquaman. There's a guy named Black Manta.
Okay.
And his costume was extraordinary. It was extraordinary.
Do you know that no one, including myself, who's listening to this podcast, has any idea who Black Manta is? Mm.
I saw a guy dressed like Hulk up on stilts. Saw a couple Chewbaccas on stilts.
Nice. Now, did you see Chewbacca because...
The real Chewbacca was there?
The real Chewbacca was there. I know he was on the list.
Mr. Peter Mayhew was there. Yeah, he was.
Is he still very tall?
Well, no, he's had some knee issues, so he's actually on a scooter. He sits, and that's why he had a body double for Force Awakens.
Oh, I didn't even mean to bring that up.
A Norwegian basketball player played Chewbacca for the majority of the Force Awakens, except for sit-down shots and close-ups of his face. That was Peter Mayhew.
Let me get this right.
Yeah.
So Peter Mayhew, who played Chewbacca in the original three movies of Star Wars.
Yeah, actually more than that. He played him also in Revenge of the Sith.
Was good enough in a Wookiee costume, which if somebody listening doesn't know what this costume is, it's a very tall, shaggy animal.
No one listening doesn't know what that is.
Okay. Shaggy animal.
Yeah. Yeah.
The guy who was tall enough to play him and spry enough to play him, didn't do the close-ups?
No.
Is there that much acting going on?
Because if you really look at Chewbacca's face...
Yes.
I don't want to do a deep dive on this right now. Everybody is turning this off right now.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
I know.
So we'll see you next week, those people. Okay. If you really look at his face, you can really see Peter Mayhew's eyes.
Okay. Oh. Really?
For real.
All right.
For real now.
Blue.
Totally blue eyes.
Yeah.
The guy who's playing him for the majority of The Force Awakens, his eyes are much closer together, and they had to redo the mask a little bit. So if you look really carefully in Force Awakens, as I know everybody is doing right now, but on either DVD, Blu-ray, or streaming.
No one's doing that.
No one is.
But I to cut this conversation short, which is what somebody should do. We all know.
Just got me
so much of acting is in the eyes.
So
it
much.
It really is.
So much.
So I take
it back.
I take
back
my snarky comments, and I'll say,
own the fact that Black Manta, not many people know what that is.
How awesome was Burt Reynolds?
He's older.
Mm-hmm.
But he was.
Is he doing reverse mortgage infomercials?
No, but what he is doing is signing a very limited number of the Pontiac Trans Am that had been in Smokey and the Bandit that they're re-releasing. And I believe that's why he's on this tour of whatever.
They're re-releasing Smokey and the Bandit.
No, the Trans Am. Pontiac's literally doing a limited edition Trans Am.
With
Burt Reynolds' signature in the paint. So that's why he's doing it. He's actually making the money there.
Okay.
He was a huge draw. He was Saturday only.
Really?
Yeah, the place was packed.
Did he say anything?
I mean, I'm sure he did a Q&A. I can't do that. I'm standing at my table trying to sell little plastic figurines.
Did that go well?
Yeah, you keep asking. I'm fine. I mean, I'm not... Between that money and the money I'm making on this podcast,
yeah,
I'm doing great.
Clearly.
I'm rolling pants from 2000. I'm wearing 16-year-old pants right now. On the plus side, I can fit into them.
That's true. Thanks to running.
Well, a little bit, because there was a big swath of time where I couldn't.
That's right.
I love the
You word. Mean fit into your pants.
Wow.
Peter, do you have... Wow. You know what?
I don't even know. No, I don't know.
Do you have any advice for our listeners? You know, some people love running in the summer, in the heat. Some people love running in the fall. That's my favorite time. But now that the days are a little bit longer, there's certainly more time to run, and you're not bundling up in a million layers. So my only advice is not to do too much too fast.
Well, that's funny you say that, because all of those things came into play today when I woke up. I looked outside. It was the right kind of morning light at 6:30. It was the right temperature, right humidity. I thought to myself, let's get this done early, which is going to be a really important thing in about a month to 2 months from now, where you want to get your miles in early
before it gets too hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it doesn't need to be 90 to be too hot.
No. I mean, a really sharp 70 with a lot of humidity hurts.
It does.
And that's coming soon-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea that I only needed shorts and a tech shirt, it's beautiful.
It's so great. You don't even have to think.
So I would tell everybody, and I only went for two, like I said, and that sounds silly, but I've taken over a week off, so I want to start today at 2. Maybe tomorrow I'll go for 3.
Yeah.
Maybe Friday I'll go for a 5.
And, you know, depending on what your thresholds and desires are, in some ways it's great to do 2-3 miles every day for a while.
And that's right.
Rather than doing 5s or 8s or 10s.
Yep.
And then taking a day off in between or cross training or something like
that. And I try to say this every single show because I'm really a big believer in it. Drink more water than you think you should.
That's true.
Because especially if you're just starting out, because I think sometimes people go out for a 2 or a 3 and they've really not had the 2 cups of water they should have had before.
Yeah, you don't have to drink a gallon.
No, but 2 good cups from the sink, like, go nuts.
Yeah.
Just have 2.
Yep.
And some people say, oh, I can't get this stuff down. But yeah, it's water. Just put it down. Because you're going to need it.
You're going to need
it. Your body needs it more than
you think. Or else you're going to have to bring it with you, which is fine too.
Yeah. I'm also going to say this, and it's not me.
Mm-hmm.
I stretched before I went. Just a little bit.
Yeah.
Because my ankles have been super cranky.
Yeah.
My Achilles tendon.
Did you have to stretch your calves?
My calves in the bathroom.
Well, I don't know where you stretched them, but.
Yes, I did. I did stretch them outside, not in the bathroom. And my calves felt better. No, it wasn't my calves that I was worried about. It was my Achilles tendons. And you want to know what I think the Achilles tendon is sore from?
I'm going to guess. Here, go with me. Your Achilles tendons are sore.
Yeah.
Because you were standing on a concrete floor for 3 days, straining to see over Peter Mayhew's head to see Burt Reynolds sign a Pontiac Trans Am.
And Corbin Burnson.
What?
And the entire cast of the movie The Warriors.
L.A. Law's Corbin Burnson.
And Pete Best.
Wow.
And James Marsters from Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Now you've gone down a road I don't know anything about.
And Ric Flair. And Mr. Mick Foley.
Of WWE fame.
And Lee Merriweather.
Wow.
Yeah. No, this is a giant cross-section of pop culture.
Those were so many genres of entertainment.
It's nuts.
My head is spinning.
It's nuts. I did also see a little boy dressed in a homemade General Grievous costume.
Again,
Nobody knows what that is.
No, I don't. What is General Grievous?
I'm not going to go into
it. Now, hold on.
No,
General Grievous, do you know what happened once? I brought one of my kids into the pediatrician. Because
you're a good dad.
Because I'm a good dad. I was talking to the pediatrician, and she was writing up her notes, and I happened to see them, and the kid was quite cranky, maybe some diaper rash was going on. And anyway, the diagnosis was General Grievous. That was a long way for an awful, awful, awful punchline. You know, I'm not even sure that counts as a punchline.
You know what I like about that bit that you just did, that whole thing you did,
is
I'm going to be really happy when you take it all out. When we do the final edit of this and that entire, I'm going to call it a symphonic movement of bad pun.
It was some kind of movement.
Ooh. So yeah, I'm stretching my calves in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. That's how far back I want to take this now.
Okay, go.
No, I don't. So yeah, General Grievous, you don't care. That's fine.
I care. I just don't know what it is.
I'll tell you who I did see.
Yeah.
A lot of people were dressed like the Batman Affleck, I don't know, the Batman Superman movie. I have not seen it, but apparently he wears like a giant mechanized Batman suit. A lot of people were doing that one.
Big, strong Ben Affleck?
Batfleck.
Do you know who his best friend is?
Mr. Matt Damon, who is yet to punch you in the face.
Yeah.
It's going to be so good when that happens. It's going to be really good.
You know, I hope that Matt Damon comes to Mount Desert Island in Maine in October.
In October.
To run the Mount Desert half.
Is that the one you're doing?
Marathon that I'm doing. And maybe we can race it. We'll be the same age or thereabouts.
Have you decided to run all your races in the great state of Maine?
Apparently, that's the only place I run.
Okay.
And we'll just see if that happens or not.
You mentioned to me that you did see on Netflix the Barkley.
Yeah, the Barkley Marathon. Wow.
Do you want to give it the HWYRT thunk seal of approval?
I will absolutely do that. You should, anybody who's interested in watching it. You know, you were right. You'll know in 5 minutes whether this movie is for you or not.
And I won't fault you. I will not fault anyone who watches the first 5 minutes and says, no, this is not for me. I get it. Why be in it if you don't want it?
Right. The main...
But it doesn't kid around as to what it is.
Right. The main character, the organizer, is quite an interesting character.
Absolutely.
And he sort of unfolds like an onion
As does the race.
As the show goes on. And the race is fascinating.
Oh, it's fascinating.
Without giving anything away.
Yeah, no spoilers, man.
It is grueling.
It is so grueling.
For example,
but it's not gross. It's not really gross.
Oh, no, it's not gross. It's grueling. It looks, if you're somewhat competitive and in shape and into these things, at the onset, it appears like something like, this wouldn't be so hard. Or, boy, what a challenge. I could definitely see doing this. Once they're running for 26 hours or so, which is not even half of the race,
no way.
You realize why most years the winner is the only one who finishes,
right.
And many years
no one
finishes.
Yeah, there's no finisher, yeah.
So it is.
My hands just started sweating as you started to describe. In all seriousness, like because I get, which is good. I mean, this is what Wes did to us, right? Like he put it in our heads,
that
like
maybe you could do it.
That
you could run 100 miles.
No, maybe you want to try it, and that's my whole thing. Like when I turn 50, I might actually try that. Because did I say I would?
You said it again.
Oh boy. So people will ask: is it family friendly? Could kids watch it with adults, or is it? Do you feel it's too adult?
No, was there non-adult things in there?
I don't think so. That's why a lot of people think that. Like, is it okay for family?
I guess. I don't know how interesting it would be for kids, but maybe. I just don't remember
there being any language in it. There's certainly nothing. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I think it's fine. I'll give it the family stamp of approval.
Well, that's part of the HYRT thunk seal of approval.
Oh, it has to be family friendly.
I think it has to be family friendly, much like this show often is.
Peter, I need to come completely clean with something.
Oh no, this is happening. You've got a new partner. I'm out. Am I out? Is it cuz I'm fat? I think that's a draw, actually. No, what's your confession?
Stop putting words in my mouth. No, I just need to say this. I have a line that I like to say because it's so preposterous that when I say it, I can't help the giggle that comes out of my mouth afterwards. So often people will be talking, and I'll say something to this effect.
Go ahead.
As a doctor, I recommend this. And you have taken to actually following me around, and whenever I say this line, saying, well, not a medical doctor.
Well, you're
which
not.
Which is true.
You're not a medical doctor.
I'm not
doctor.
A medical doctor.
No.
I don't even have a...
A doctorate in literally nothing.
I have a doctorate in nothing. Yeah. I did not go past third or fourth grade in elementary school. I just enjoy saying that because it is so literally ridiculous that I like to say it with a straight face. In fact, hanging on the back door of my office is a lab coat that I sometimes will wander around in like the Nutty Professor.
Yeah, you will.
Writing fake prescriptions for medicines.
Yes, you will.
So, let it be known that I will no longer be saying that line ever again.
Did something happen? Did you get in trouble over the weekend? Did you diagnose somebody over the weekend?
Because of pending litigation, I can't say anything.
Can't speak to it. Can't speak to it. Is this why you have to go away for a while?
Maybe true. But what I'm going to say, I think what I'll say now, as someone who's played a doctor on television.
Not a medical doctor, though.
But not a medical doctor. Or something to that effect. Speaking of television, Peter.
There was no other point to that story. That was it. That's what you did.
You have 10 minutes on running 2 miles, buddy.
And I talked about toys. But I thought that was going to end with...
You had General Grievous.
I thought that was going
to
end
That's with what you came saying, to this show with, General Grievous?
Can I go with this?
I have a General Grievous about the subject matter of this particular
chunk again,
podcast.
Exercised out. Take it right on out.
Nothing wrong with a good
3-minute show. People, if you want shirts, we can do it. But we have no mechanism for to receive your orders.
We're very
or
old-fashioned.
Send a self-addressed stamped envelope, too.
No, you don't need to send a self-addressed stamped envelope. Just your shirt size and
an address
send us an email.
Send
us an email through the website.
What's the email again?
howwasyourruntoday@gmail.com.
Send us an email. Include the size you want.
And we'll tell you how to get it.
And we'll write back
money
to you and we'll say, here, send a check, too.
That's right. Now, we're not making any money on these shirts.
No, we are not. They're so expensive, but they're such
high quality.
I'm going to say this. Yeah. No one who's gotten a shirt has said, wow, these are chintzy. Everyone has said.
To a person, they've all said.
These are amazing.
Yeah.
They're really, really nice.
They're really, really nice.
And I'm holding out hope in 2016, somehow, we're going to get the right kind of hat. Because you and I have gone back and forth. The hats aren't exactly right that are being offered for us. And
no, we want a running hat. It has to be very lightweight.
It has to be very lightweight.
Well, here's the thing. I would love to have a merch site where people can use a credit card. You know, move us into the 90s, where you can go online and buy things easily.
We don't even have the big old chunk.
The chunk with the carbon paper?
Yeah. Like at the gas station.
No, we're a little old-fashioned, but it's okay. Peter, speaking of the internet, I have a website that you should Google.
All right.
It's called WGBH News Marathon Project 2016.
.org.
Or something to that effect. I don't ever put in a website anymore. I just put it into a search engine.
And why do I want to go there, Brian?
WGBH, the Boston Public Television Station.
Yeah.
With whom we may or may not have a relationship.
Right.
Is in the midst of doing 26.2 mini little shows on the marathon, which is on Monday.
Celebrating the marathon.
Celebrating the Boston Marathon. And there are little quickie interviews. Yep. There's a great, it must be from back in the 60s or 70s, a great aerial sort of documentary of...
The full course.
The full course, which
gorgeous.
Is really fun to watch.
Yes, it is.
And also part of those interviews... There are two podcast hosts.
What? Anybody we know?
Indeed. The podcast hosts of How Is Your Run Today. I encourage people to go watch them.
I agree with you. I think it's important for people to understand what we look like.
I think the juxtaposition of us
compared to everybody else.
Everybody else.
All the
who
other
are interviewed,
elite runners.
People who have things in their lower thirds like 25-time finisher of Boston Marathon, race director of the BAA, 11-time finishers.
Yeah. Most of the people in the video.
First woman to ever run the Boston Marathon. And then Peter and Brian.
Yeah, no, and I don't know if you noticed this, but when you watch it all sort of in one lump sum, you really get the idea that everybody in it weighs less than our clothing.
That's true. Everyone, especially once you look at our fleshy lump faces, everyone looks rather gaunt and even in better shape than they are.
Yeah.
If it's possible to make highly athletic marathon runners look even better, putting them next to us accomplishes that task.
Done.
Yep.
But the videos are excellent. And
they
produced,
really are. They're shot so well.
Shot so well, produced very well, and very proud to be part in any way of that, and very thankful. So please check those out. We'll put that link on the old show notes.
Yeah, and in all honesty, I think certainly one of the reasons that I ran the Boston Marathon was the celebration of the city and this amazing race that happens every year and has happened for so long, over 100. Wait, how long has it been run?
This is going to be the 120th running, right?
Right.
Because weren't we the 119th?
That's right. So 120 years. Wow.
That's amazing.
Wonderful tradition. It's tremendous.
And I did it last year because I wanted to be in a small video a year later. Riding on your coattails. essentially.
My coattails, yeah. Not my lab coattails, because I'm not a doctor.
No, you're not. And I don't know what's happening. Did you have some realization that you say that all the time? Because you literally say it all the time. Not literally. That was a bad use of that word. You say it a lot.
As a person who's not a medical professional,
oh my God.
Nor did very well in science classes
in school. I think
you're
obsessed with it.
You are a professional vintage toy collector and salesperson.
I guess that's true.
And I'm not a medical doctor.
I'll tell you what we aren't. We're not professional podcasters. I'll tell you that much.
What defines professional?
I don't know.
Every week? 25 weeks in a row?
We're almost there. We're almost there. I'll let you know when it happens. We're not quite there yet. Although being in that video doesn't hurt.
Can you see the finish line?
No.
Or is it just the start of the next race?
Right. Thank you. Wow. Okay. On that note.
Hey. This has been episode 25 of How Is Your Run Today with Peter Villa and Brian Gould. Music by Jeff Cronenberg. Anna Brooks is our social media guru, logo designer, and resident artist, Andrea Bonnie Gould. Listeners, please contribute to the show with your questions and comments. For email and social media links, go to our website, howisyourruntoday.com. Sign up to get this podcast on iTunes, SoundCloud, or wherever you collect podcasts. Peter puts them in shoes that he's run over 500 miles in.
And then sells them at a 3-day toy show.
But whenever you visit that special podcast place, please give us a rating and a comment. Every single one of those makes a difference on how this little here show is ranked. And if you love HWYRT, please share our posts on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr. It's free and doesn't require a prescription from a medical doctor.
Which you're not.
I'm not. Hey, Peter, I prescribe you a good run today.
I hope I don't have to do it twice a day.
I've hit my microphone cable 4 times already this morning.
Put it in a box, throw it in the corner. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm sorry, are we starting?